Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Music Central here on radio.dominican.edu. This is episode 10, live from Angelico Music Hall here at Dominican University. We're going to be playing all the best hits right here on Music Central, but tonight we're going to be focusing on one band, and they are going to be playing tonight here at San Francisco at Bimbo's Club. The band is called Girls. They're a San Franciscan band, and my brother and I have really liked this band for a long time, and I discovered them back in 2009 when they first came out with their first album titled Album, and I really liked it, and I showed it to him, and since we've become large fans of their work, but definitely, okay, so what we have here in the studio right now is my brother Chris. Say hi.
Hello.
All right, so he's here with us. I have shown a few songs by him. He's in the band UFO 8. And if you want to check out that band, go on Facebook and check out his stuff. He's a lead guitarist, main composer, and singer for that band. So go on Facebook right now and look up UFO 8. All right, so yeah, so that's the that's what we're going to talk about tonight is the band Girls, because in honor of their playing. So right now we're going to be playing one of their songs right now, called Laura, off the band Album. Hope you guys like it.
Where did it start?
All right, so the Lollapalooza lineup has been announced. If you are going to Lollapalooza, you guys are definitely in for a treat. The lineup will be, some of the bands that will be headlining will be Black Sabbath, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Jack White. Also, the Black Keys, Bass Nectar, The Shins, Florence and the Machine will also arrive, and a bunch of other bands. So if you are in the Chicago area, go down to Lollapalooza, because there will be awesome bands playing there. I wish I could go to this. Axl Rose will not attend the Guns N' Roses Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has been having a lot of trouble with the band, and he actually hates Slash. So that is one reason that he will not be coming, but the band will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, probably for the album Appetite for Destruction, because that was a really, really awesome album, had a lot of amazing tracks, and Slash is an amazing lead guitarist. And Death Cab for Cutie kicks off its orchestra tour in Denver. The band will be touring, and actually Chris is going to see him, so that's going to be awesome. So, good for him. More after this.
Welcome, football fans and all the soccer lovers out there. This is your man, Yema Baby, from the kickoff at radio.dominican.edu. Get the hottest football gossip and news, upcoming fixtures, and all the latest scores from your favorite team in the English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, and Italian Serie A. You want to represent your team? Then tune in to the kickoff with your man, Yema Baby, only at radio.dominican.edu. Find out which team rocked, which team flopped, and get to vote for your man of the match. Stay strapped and don't move an inch. Yema Baby, the kickoff. Your football world.
Oh, we're back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your girl, DJ Swag, with my girl, DJ Flavor, and you already know what's going down. Sports, we got it. Drama and gossip, you know it. Join us every Monday, 9 to 11 p.m., while we let you in on the secrets to college. We'll be your hangover remedy after a long weekend of working hard and playing harder. So grab the Advil and the electrolytes and sit back while we help you get over that weekend hangover.
All right, and we're back here on radio.dominican.edu on Music Central. I have here in the studio my brother Chris, and tonight we're going to be talking about Girls. It's this San Franciscan band that we're going to see actually tonight, and so we're going to play some of their hits and going to be talking about them. I played two songs. Both of them are featured on the same album, titled Album. One was Laura, and the other one was Ghost Mouth. Two really great songs, and Laura is actually one of my personal favorite girl song, and it has been my favorite girl song for a while, but it's been beaten by a newer song, but we're going to talk about that later. All right, so Girls, they are a San Franciscan band. They achieved critical success with their first album, and we're going to be talking about them. So a little history about it. The main singer and composer for the band is called Christopher Owens, and throughout his entire life, up until his teens, he was in a cult called the Children of God in Texas. So when he left that, I'm sure he didn't get a lot of the outside world, so it took him a long time to get back to go to normal society. It took him a few years to explore comic technology, and that, I think, is actually kind of crazy, that what happened to him. What do you think, Chris?
I think it is crazy. I mean, he was definitely involved with a lot of the punk scene and the hardcore music. And when he went to San Francisco, that's when he met Chet, who the both of them had that musical background together. And that's, Chet is the other guy in the band. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's Chet. He's the main bassist. They're kind of like a double duo. They are the two main members. They kind of switch off a lot of their instruments, but it's always been Owens and Chet together. And I actually met Chet on one of the shows, the last show I saw when they were touring for their latest album. And he is a great guy. Mm-hmm. So they released album. And I got a chance to hear that album back when I was a junior. My friend came up to me and was like, oh, listen to this song. And it was Lust for Life, which is the first track off the album. And I loved it. So I got the album, listened to it all, fell in love with it, showed Chris. He loved it too. And I actually want to know, Chris, what your opinion is on this album. Thoughts?
Well, at first, I wasn't too into it because this was a point in time in my life where I was still really into classic rock, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, all that. So listening to this was kind of a fresh new start, you know, fresh new music. And, you know, Girls is what opened my eyes to newer stuff, things that are coming out nowadays. And this album, literally perfect in my case. It's probably like my next favorite next to a Beatles album. So that says a lot in my case. It really builds a foundation for Christopher Owens. He literally just poured everything out into this album. As he said, it was an overflow of expression. He was he loved the fact that he had no boundaries and that he could do whatever he wanted with it, say whatever he wanted with it, you know, really tell people what he was feeling in the inside.
Yeah, and upon its release, the album struck a chord in us, and we really, really loved it. And Chris actually had the pleasure of emailing Owens some, you know, music advice. And I was, what did you say to him?
Well, actually, I just emailed him for the heck of it saying, you know, I love your music, blah, blah, blah. And he actually did message back, which I was surprised about. And, you know, thank you. And I was asking him, you know, what do you have advice for? This is directly from Owen's mouth. He told me that never to worry too much about what chords you're using and what your structure is of what, how hard you want to like try to make this song a good song. He's all about how it comes out, how you feel at the time, and, you know, writing a song in the moment. Because Christopher Owens has said before in interviews how he, every time he writes a song, most of the time he writes it in one sitting and does not touch it.
Yeah, definitely. So that was awesome. So Chris got to talk to him. This album was amazing because it opened my eyes to newer artists, and I actually got more. I got into some of the more the underground indie rock scene because of this album. Because I was mostly listening to classic rock. Like Chris said, and I was listening to it too. But what's awesome about albums is that we got into them and a load of other bands, so that was awesome. So we're going to go now and going to talk about each track. Okay, so we first start out with Lust for Life, which begins with the famous quote, or famous for me, I wish I had a boyfriend, which is, I think, a really great quote, and culturally, it's very significant, and let's put a little context here that they are a San Franciscan band, so the gay community over there is big, so, you know, we got that, and, you know, upon listening to this album, I think in 20 years, you'll think, oh, you know, that happened, you know, that happened, Chris was singing about it, so it's awesome. So it starts off with Lust for Life. It's a really quick song, but it's just a really, really, I really love this song. And Chris and I actually played it.
You know? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Really cute song. Great, short, and Chris can actually play the end chords. And yeah, also the entire song, which is a really, really awesome chord. Definitely. Yeah, good chord progression. The second one is Laura, which is, it was my favorite girl song at the time. It's just so good.
Definitely the best on the album.
It's just so good. Like,
it's catchy. It's, you know, it only uses three chords at most for the whole basic song of, what, 5 minutes, and it just completely works.
It has such a wall of sound. Like, it's just, the sounds in it just swirl together. It kind of, like, fills up your entire headphones. It doesn't really sound like, you know, they're recording and, like, you know, they use, like, the hi-fi sound. So, and also, I think what made the song was the end part.
Yeah, the slow, you know, 1-2 minute outro to the rest of the song. And it completely, like, it kind of, like, rocks you to sleep, you know, how the way the song goes to bed and you're just saying goodnight.
And then Ghost Mouth, you guys heard, was, you know, a good, another good girl song. Definitely great. I really like the solo in that one. Shows off you know, the girls' guitar power, and now they're not just guys strumming on the guitar, and they actually have some good guitar skills.
Oh yeah. This solo in this song always reminds me of San Francisco, like every time. Like the way he like plays that solo, the way he has that feeling into it, definitely shows some classic girls feeling.
And we got, after that is God Damned, which is just a quick acoustic. My friend actually played this at MPA. Gabe, the one who showed me, Gabe LeBeau, was the one who showed me, and he played this song in the temple at MPA, and that was really fun. That also got me into it. I was like, oh, what are you playing? He's like, oh, it's girls. After that's Big Bad Mead Mofo. we can't really say it on air, but that's a good song. That's more of a surf song.
Surf
and
rock.
And it kind of, and the album has been compared to Buddy Holly and artists like that. Hellhole Rat Race. It's the longest song on the album. It's really, really long. It kind of reminds me of I Want You, She's So Heavy. It just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Definitely in a good way. Headache, that's the instrument. That's not an instrumental. That's a good one. That's the more slower song.
Mm-hmm. The ballad of the album, you know.
Yeah. It has a lot of rainforest noises.
Yeah.
Summertime, which is also another surfy song.
Yeah, definitely lives up to its title. Uh-huh. Talks about summer, what he wants to do in the summer, what he's gonna do.
Yeah, it seems like this song would be perfect for a soundtrack.
It seems like the kind of song you want to put into a boombox when you go out to the beach with the people.
After that's Lauren Marie. I love this song because it's so unique.
Yeah, definitely. It has
Has Chris's voice and drums.
Keyboard with orchestral settings, you know, and all these nice sound effects that kind of rock it well. And yeah, it's not like the kind of stuff on the rest of the album that's guitar, drums, bass, all that. It's kind of a slower piece, but more surrealistic.
Morning Light, that one is the hardcore song on it. It's really good. It's great. If you ever get a chance to hear that song, put it on loud because that song is awesome. It's just out of control. And then Curls and Darling are, I would say, both one song. Curls is the opener and the instrumental, and then Darling is finally the last song. But overall, this album is just so perfect. Every single song is just so perfect. Like, there is no one song where they just put in there for a filler.
Yeah, definitely. Not one song that's like everybody wants to skip, you know, like, oh, this song, yeah.
Yeah, you know, this song, man, you know? It is a great album, and a lot of other people thought it was great too. Pitchfork put it it ranked number 10 on Pitchfork's top 550 albums of 2009. It's gotten pretty good ratings. The Billboard favored it. New York Times favored it. The Guardian gave it 5 stars. Rolling Stone gave it 3.5. Damn it, Rolling Stone. All Music gave it 4 stars out of 5. NME gave it 9 out of 10. Pitchfork gave it a 9.1. So, you know, the girl started off, boom, great. And it got the indie rock community. It got Pitchfork's
attention.
It got New York Times even picked it up. It's just such a great way to start a band. Mm-hmm. They started amazingly. And Chris and I saw them when they just got on their feet. Valentine's Day 2014, merely months after the album came out, and we were so excited to see him. That was great.
Yeah, definitely. I was just mesmerized. This was the first concert I've ever been to.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, first concert, one of my new favorite bands, right in front of me. You know, I was right next to the speaker too, which hurt, but I didn't care because it was so much fun.
All right. Yeah. So overall, we have an incredible album here, Album by Girls. You guys should check it out. But next, we're going to be playing Oh So Protective One, which is off of their EP. Stay tuned.
Had a doubt about yourself.
now he doesn't see. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. He'll never know about the times she cried in the moves. He'll never know about the times she cried to the music. He'll never know about the feelings that you had about him from the start.
New albums by Bass Nectar and Monica came out. The new Bass Nectar album is called Va Va Voom. And there is also a new Kanye West single. So go on to iTunes and get that stuff, or down to your local music shop and get those artists. Coming soon, we got albums by Jason Mraz, Love is a four-letter Word, and California 37 by Train. And both of those albums will come out on April 17th. And one album that I cannot wait for at all is Blunderbuss by Jack White, which will be released on April 24th. Other news we have here, which concerns me, is that the Outside Lands lineup will be announced on April 17th. But go on Instagram. If you have an Instagram account, go on there, search for Outside _Lands and follow it. And they will give you clues to who will be playing. Right now, there are two pictures on there. They're both album covers. I don't really know the bands, but you know, go on there, check, and see if those are two bands you like. Yeah. So go on there, go on Instagram. But if you can wait, it will be announced on the 17th on their website, outsidelands.com. More after this.
Hey Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
You thought it was over. Boy, DJ Tomello in the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings.
It's the 9 o'clock lounge.
You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy, DJ Tomello, plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, and we're back here on radio.dominican. .edu here on Music Central. I'm DJ King and my brother's here in the studio, and we're going to be talking about the band Girls. The two songs that we just played right now was the Oh So Protective one and All Right, and both songs are featured on the next Girls album. It was an EP released back in 2010 called Broken Dreams Club, and it featured six songs. And it was a really great preview for what's coming up next, and Chris Owens actually said that. So, yeah, after album, the band got a pretty good success. They got great ratings, and this allowed them to make a good EP before they released their second full-length album. So, yeah, so Broken Dreams Club, let's start talking about it. What did you think?
It was definitely not exactly what I was expecting. You know, from album, it does have a different taste in it, you know. It got a lot of horns that they used in basically every song, and it was very interesting to me. It was like when I first heard it, I was totally like mind blown. I definitely loved it. You know, I was definitely like, they're gonna make awesome stuff after this, and I had more hope, and I was really happy that they weren't just gonna keep doing, you know, indie rock nothing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. What's awesome about this album is that it really, you know, like you mentioned, they added more instruments on this. And also, on this album, it was the first time Girls had featured an entire full-length band. They had a band that they have together. And what we didn't mention last time, before the break, was that an album, it was mostly just Chet and Owens playing on every instrument. And they, you know, they had two drummers, but it was just both of them, basically, you know. And you can tell by the cover that it was you know, you can see just both of them on there. You don't see anyone else. But on this album, finally, they got good stuff. And behind them, they got the horn orchestra and everything. And that's what I really liked about it. They expanded. They created more hits with me. And just such great songs. The Oh So Protective one, when that came out, when the girls released that for free, that was awesome. Yeah. I remember you hearing that song like 10 times a day.
Definitely.
Like, it was just so good.
I was obsessed with it. The cool thing about this album too that I just realized is like there was a lot of they weren't afraid to, you know, experiment with what they were doing, what they had, because, you know, this was an EP, this was a follow-up, this was something that they were just previewing, you know, telling you guys. So they were just kind of letting it all happen, you know, letting some things, we'll go through the track listing and show you what we mean.
Yeah, it was the perfect mini album, I think. The perfect mini album. And let's go through every track. So, like we said, the Oh So Protected one finally featured horns. We got Heartbreaker, which was just a nice, throwback to album, I think.
Yeah, that one definitely just like a throwaway.
Yeah. That one's could have fit on album, I think.
Definitely.
That was a single also, if you were wondering. Broken Dreams Club was the more slow song, dealt with social issues on that one, you know.
War.
Great thing
poverty.
About Yeah, war poverty. Owens definitely has it all together right here. I mean, he discusses, and back in album, he discusses life in San Francisco. Now here he's seen the world. The world that he didn't see for years, basically. So
yeah, definitely.
So I mean, he wrote a great song, even, you know, considering that he was in a freaking cult, you know. And All Right, my favorite song on the album.
We played.
That we played here.
The song had the basic structure of Laura that I realized. Like, it has that slow outro exactly like what Laura was. So you could tell they were, you know, influenced by that.
Yeah. And then we got Substance. Also.
My personal favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's a drug song right there. Yeah, he wrote it before album. I actually heard this song live, before album. So, you know, that's good that they included it. And finally, Carolina, a 7-minute, really long piece. I don't love it.
Yeah, it's very, very experimental. This is what I mean by experimenting. This one was just almost clocking at 8 minutes long. So, you know, it has this intro of just two chord over and over again with different sound effects, you know, every like 10 seconds. So,
yeah. So, you know, overall, the song got generally positive reviews. It was an album, but it was great. I thought it was good. I think it's a worthy companion to the girls' catalog.
It made me hopeful for what was coming next.
And what was coming next was their second album, which was Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And we can talk about that for a few minutes. And that album, wow, that was just exactly what I wanted.
Yep.
Exactly
what we were waiting for.
Exactly what I wanted was Father, Son, Holy Ghost. This was the girl's second feature-length album, and it just was just so good.
This was definitely an album. Was album, you know, their first album that came out, it was just more of the collaboration, fun kind of thing that two guys with all this music inside of them letting out. But with Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we had an album that they were really kind of like really constructing with one central theme and one central idea to it.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking right here at the track list. I mean, there's featuring a lot of great songs that are definitely different and also draw from a lot of different bands. I mean, we got Die here, which was a direct influence from one Fleetwood Mac song. And definitely just like an influence on the old hardcore rock songs, and it's good to see Chris doing this. I love that. Gotta love it. And you know, we got, you know, classic pop songs like Honey Bunny or My Ma or Magic, which again was, you know, shows a little bit of, definitely is quality girls right there. That is that is girls right there.
But then we have pieces like Just a Song and Forgiveness and you know, Vomit. Things like this were long, you know, meaningful, had this huge feeling to it. Forgiveness, I know for in fact, was about Chris's mother and father and the relationship between them, and a really deep, you know, sentimental piece on that. So, yeah.
Nice. All right. Yeah. And Yeah, definitely. The album was a big surprise. Not a surprise, but a great transition. The band has definitely grown as artists, and it, you know, just and then just going back to album, it just sounds so prehistoric compared to this, don't you think?
It's only been like 2 years yet. When you put this one in and then you compare it to Left for Life and Laura, you're like, are these, is this the same guy?
Yeah. Chris has definitely
matured
in songwriting, and just a great album. And that is gonna be what the girls right now are touring to promote that album. The album came out back in September of 2011, and they're still touring for that. And that's what we're going to see tonight. So, Chris, definitely going to be expecting a lot from this album, and hopefully we're going to be getting some Broken Dreams and album stuff on the set list. And that's what we're going to be seeing tonight. And right now, here, we're going to play you two songs from that album. Stay tuned.
Just keeps on rolling along. No man ever can keep that girl from moving on. Easy as she comes by, easy as she's gone. Get down, real down, crying how I love that girl. She's as free as heaven on the breeze. Lay my burden down, down by the river's edge.
And here we are back on radio.dominican.edu. This is the end for the show tonight. That was Love Like a River off Girls' new second feature-length album titled Father, Son, Holy Ghost. an incredible album that featured incredible songs that we both really, really loved. And you guys should totally check out highly, that album.
Highly recommended.
Highly, highly, highly recommend that album. And we're super excited because we're going to go off and see them right now.
Oh, yeah.
Go see Girls, and I'm going to definitely talk about that later on my blog, so you guys can check that out. Stay tuned tonight. Annie Lamott is going to be here on radio.dominican.edu. She's going to be talking about her book, and it should be interesting stuff, so definitely stay tuned. So, yeah, that was it for Music Central. Tune in next week, Wednesdays at 6 on radio.dominican.edu. Go on DJ King, musiccentral.blogspot.com to look at the show if you missed it. I'm going to be writing about what we talked about. I'm going to be linking you guys to all the songs that we played. And I'm going to give you guys some bonus stuff and talk about that concert I went to. Fan us on Facebook, Music Central. Yeah, so that is it for everything. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.